The third question, whatsoever you are telling us from time to time, it appeals to the mind and something in me wants to follow it, but still I find myself never practicing it. Why is it so, Bhagwan? The mind may like to follow me, but mind is important. Mind is a very small part, and it has no will. It dreams well, it thinks well, it plans well, but it has no will. It cannot act. As far as action is concerned, mind is a coward. In thinking, it is very brave. In action, it is absolutely coward. So when you listen to me, if you only think me, and whatsoever I say you think about it, the mind will say, perfectly true. Very good. This is what I wanted always. But you will never practice it. So don't listen me from the mind. There is another way of listening. Listen me as a total being, not only from the mind. Listen me from your very guts. Then only you will practice what I am saying. Otherwise, you will remain divided. The mind will think one thing and you will go on doing just